Good evening, folks. This is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio. It's a beautiful wintry wintry Christmas Eve. And glad to have you aboard, those of you who are with us. I don't know what you think of what's going on. It looks like we have kind of a rest in all of the insanity that's been going on, as always happens with Christmas. It's delightful to have that rest because we can all sort of take a little bit of a break and deal with our families and get back into perspective what's really important. What is it that we talk about all year long? What is it that we discuss here on Fearless Radio? We talk about families being self-reliant. We talk about individuals getting themselves out of debt and getting food supplies in, getting prepared for any kind of an emergency, getting their health issues in place. But what's it all about? Well, I guess maybe today and tomorrow is what it's all about. The reason that we have families, the reason that we go through all this stress and distress, the reason that we try and turn potential disasters into adventures is because of those families and the individuals and the freedom that we share. Many of us, some of us out there, a lot of us out there, don't have families. We're alone. But we can still relate to the other people that are like-minded. For those of you that are alone out there, realize that by sitting in and sharing with us and looking at what the future brings and the ability to reach down and pick ourselves up by our own bootstraps, and you've got some like-minded people here that listen into this radio program, people that are concerned more about answers than they are about problems, people that care about each other. We've got a bunch of veterans now calling in and working with us on the debt elimination or relief programs, and we've got people that are earning incomes, working with helping get others prepared, and we've got people that are relieved at being able to find a source for information on food supplies and on some of the things about getting prepared for emergencies that no one else in the country has available to them. And it's kind of exciting, but you got to realize, folks, that these 2 days, Christmas Eve and Christmas, the remembrance of what it's all about, families getting together, forgetting about the worries and the troubles and the anger. You know, every time that we have had I remember people telling about during World War II, when we were fighting back and forth between, you know, our troops were up against the Germans and all this kind of stuff. And World War I, you hear stories about Christmas Eve and Christmas Day when everybody just stops all the shooting and the killing and all the insanity, and they just be what we're intended to be, good people that don't give a rat's butt about taking somebody else's plate, good people that just want to be home and care about the things that are important. You know, you got to wonder, why does all of this stuff occur? Why all the strife and why all the fighting and wanting to take over and wanting to control other people's lives? I don't understand it. I guess maybe I'm so stinking conservative that I'll never understand the liberal mentality. But let's get into this. I'll have Jim joining us here after this break, and we'll talk some Christmas. See you then.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Are you concerned about the high price of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page so you can get an idea of your discount price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, and all prescriptions are covered. And 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The bed fan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Radio. We're here on a beautiful Christmas Eve. Just chatting a little bit. I guess, Jim, are you on board with me?
Yes, I am.
Okay. I got Jim Phillips here, who you have all learned to know and love. And before you came on, Jim, I was just chatting with the folks a little bit about this. Today and tomorrow, these 2 days, is really what it's all about that we've got here. We talk about getting ready for emergencies, putting food supplies in, getting out of debt, getting our health in good shape. But all of a sudden, I mentioned the fact that during World War I and World War II, there were stories, and I'm sure there were some in Korea and every place, where on Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, there were lulls in the fighting, and people just stopped and just became people rather than soldiers, and rather than being involved in all this constant strife that the world seems to enjoy so much. And one of the things that I mentioned, Jim, was that I guess I just don't understand why it's necessary for various people to want to have control over other people, why it's necessary for some reason to get into all of these wars over stuff that, you know, I wonder if 99% of the soldiers that are fighting actually have a clue as to what really fighting about in any of these wars we've had in the last century. Have you ever thought about that?
Well, I guess a little bit. I was in the middle of a conflict during the Vietnam era.
Yeah.
And, you know, you kind of wonder why you're doing these things. Now, there's good, you know, you can get fairly politicized about it, I guess, and you do feel very strongly about things, and I do very, very much. But when you get right down to the root of it, it's why is there some men or organizations who want to control and rise above others and, you know, enslave, if you will. That's what it comes down to, take control of.
Yeah.
That's this thing we call the natural man. That's this part of this thing all of us struggle with that would have us become less than what we could be. This Christmas season, when you mention this is what it's all about, not the birth, but it's the beginning of a life of, I'll say an individual, not to bring him down at all, but of one particular individual that makes all the difference in the world if you really understand what was done there.
Yeah.
And that's really what this season is all about. We celebrate the birth because it leads to the life and the work and the mission of our Savior.
Yeah.
But when people lose sight of him and what that was all about or don't know about him or don't understand what the plan is, they're kind of like, well, I guess I need to get mine before somebody else gets it, whether it's about people or things or something else. You start to take control, and that's what it is.
Yeah, I think so. And the main thing, one of the things that I mentioned earlier, is that as you and I discuss with folks how to get their lives in order so that they can be literally free and so that they can have the American dream, I guess. I guess that we lose sight and we allow ourselves to lose sight of why we're doing all this junk. Why we're, you know, trying to build a bigger house and have a faster car and have. And we get ourselves into a lot of trouble with all of that. And, you know, most of the reason that the families that we talk to, Jim, are trying to get prepared is because of this controlling mechanism that's trying to remove freedoms from us. And, you know, when you sit down in the middle of the Christmas season and all of a sudden everybody's fears and anxieties and stresses and strivings are just put on hold for a couple of days. I can't say that it's put on hold for the couple of days before Christmas when you're fighting the mobs at the malls, but the fact is it's just kind of put on hold, and it's like the world stops. It's like the world stops, and if you're observing, if you just stop too for a minute and look out into the neighborhood and look into some homes and look at your own situation, whether you're, I know a lot of people out there don't have families and they're alone right now. And one of the things that I mentioned was if they're listening in, that they're not really alone. If they're like-minded, if they're thinking, gee whiz, we want to keep our freedom too, they can listen in and they can communicate with us and the hundreds of people that are already working with us on some of the programs where they're doing all this self-help stuff. And nobody has to be alone. But if we stop and look, if we just stop, you know, the old statement from one of the Broadway musicals, "Stop the world, I want to get off." If we can just stop the world and look and say, gee whiz, so much of the junk isn't really important, you know. And we've got our military people overseas and dealing with a bunch of junk that is really exasperating. I was talking to one of the vets that is working with us on the debt relief programs, and he was saying that, you know, he's done a lot of studying on this depleted uranium ammunition that they're using right now. And he says that these guys have to come back and have to deal with some of the herbs and things like that, some of the chlorella and some of the green drinks and things like that will pull out these heavy metals and the radioactivity from them. And if they don't, they're walking dead. And these are Americans. It's just so exasperating that all of this is such silliness and so useless and such foolishness to me, Jim. I find it hard. You know, you and I spend a lot of time working with hundreds, maybe even thousands of people trying to answer questions for them and help them get to where they're prepared and where they're self-reliant so that they can be independent and not be taken over by some of these systems.
Right.
And it seems like so stinking much effort to fight against and deal with some stuff that is really pretty stupid. Now, am I missing something here?
Well, no, I think you're right about that. But, you know, when you do step back and take a look at what's the bigger picture of what's going on and what is the purpose of our existence here. See, if I thought I only lived for, you know, here I am, I'm 60 years old, and let's say I make it another 20, probably won't.
Man, you're an old fart, man.
That's right.
60 years old? Man, what would it be like?
Yeah, and, you know, you look at it and you say, what if I'm running out of time in terms of this physical existence, and if I thought this is all there was, man, would I feel ripped off. I would feel cheated.
Yeah,
but when you look at the bigger picture and you realize, now, wait a minute, you know, this is just a flash in a much bigger picture that we're here to be a part of, and our existence goes beyond, some of these things that we get tied into don't matter that much.
Yeah.
I take a look at people that are injured, you know, and they go through some tough things. We have injuries in our own family that have occurred, a son who was injured and is in a wheelchair. And you look at that and say, boy, is this unfair? I mean, this really, really stinks. And if you thought this was the only existence, it's like, hey, it would be unfair. But the good news is, and that's what this season is about, the good news is this ain't all there is.
Yeah.
And because of that, it does make it worth it to deal with some of this junk. Our job is to do it the best we can, as right as we can, and not contribute to the negative things around us, but contribute in a very positive way, make a difference. That's
why. Well, the thing that I've been really excited about, and I know that you've been working just endless, ridiculous hours in getting the system, the preparedness system that is your end of this whole program that we're expressing here with the Fearless Task Force, and I've been working a lot with the folks that are getting involved with this debt relief program where we're, you know, helping them help each other, and it's just absolutely delightful to be in a situation where we have Americans sharing the information, working with each other, and able to pass on to family members that previously have thought that they were nuts when they were just, you know, going out and storing some water and some food and doing some of the emergency things. But now when family members can see that they can help them with getting out of debt and getting their freedom back. And it's just absolutely delightful to see the outpouring of energy that comes when people say, hey, I've got a solution for me, and I can share this solution with others, and they do it. And this thing is rolling like crazy. Looks like we've got a little bit of break here. We'll be back, folks, in just a minute. Thank you.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available. Until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's Window Genie, spelled JEANNIE.com.
Steve Shank with Fearless Radio, and I've got my favorite sidekick on board with me tonight, Jim Phillips, and we're just going over. During the break, Jim Thomas came on and he said, "Well, what do you want to call this program?" And I said, "Well, let's call it Christmas Sanity."
good idea.
Which seems like it might be a good idea. But what we were talking about earlier is just, it's so gratifying to see so many Americans, so many people calling in. And what's stimulating it is this debt program where folks can avoid some of the barracudas that are out there playing the credit card thing and pretending they're going to get them out of debt and just getting them into a lot of trouble. Instead of that, the Fearless Task Force has got a means where they can, whether they're in deep trouble or whether they're paying their bills and just want to stop paying some dadgum much interest and get themselves cleared out of that debt before it becomes a potential for debt crime and problems with regard to their freedom. The fact is that we've got people coming on board, getting their own programs put together, doesn't cost them anything, and they're getting some tremendous results, Jim. I've had people save hundreds of thousands of dollars and pay off their homes and their credit cards in extremely short periods of time. And then they turn right around and say, "Well, hey, can we help some other people with the paperwork and help them get it going too?" And yeah, we can do that. And We've got people literally picking up their neighbors and their friends and their relatives and getting them involved and getting prepared. And those people are coming back around saying, well, when, this makes a lot of sense. You guys might not be as nuts as we thought. What about us getting some food in? Or what about getting some cold weather clothing? And now we can admit that there's a problem here. You see, most of the time, the reason, in my opinion, Jim, the reason that people go into denial and have their heads down and buried in the sand and don't want to look at what a lot of folks say, well, how come they don't see it, you know? How come they don't see what's going on with all the political stuff? How come they don't see the dollar crashing and all this negative stuff? The fact is they can't. If people don't have a solution,
right. They
don't dare look at the problem, because what are you going to do, just wring your hands and feel crappy the rest of the day?
Yeah, that's the problem, is when you don't have an answer, it looks too big, it looks too scary.
It is.
It's easier just to hide than it is to take it on, because if you take it on without having an answer, then you're just kind of like, now I just feel worse. Great, so let's just ignore it.
Yeah.
That's what a lot of people do.
And
that's what I've run into for years in the area of preparedness. People look at it and say, well, it's too big, it's too expensive, it's too hard. Gee, you've been doing it for 30 years, and I only have 3 years left, or whatever it is, and they just go, I guess I can't do it, so I'm going to pretend that the issue doesn't exist. And, boy, that doesn't work out real well in the long run. You're going to hate life when you get down to the end of this thing. So,
yeah. Well, and the thing is, what I'm seeing, you remember I talk all the time about the fact that, you know that the J. Michael Stevens Group has been around for about 25 years, and we've been sending shipments of storable food out for people that need a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5-year supply, and know why. They look at the Book of Revelations, they look at the political situation, and the thing is that every single one of those people, you've heard me say it before, and you've experienced it too, Jim, they come and they say, well, I'm the Lone Ranger, I'm the only one in my family, at work, or in my circle of friends. They all think that I'm nuts and I can't even talk about it. But you know what this debt thing has done? It has enabled people. I've seen husbands that wanted to get in their supplies and wanted to get their cold weather clothing, do all this other kind of stuff, but their wives just absolutely wouldn't even hear of it. But then when you deal with the debt thing and save them $150,000 in interest, and they're paid off a 35-year mortgage in 10 years, then she comes around, she says, holy crud, maybe you're not as stupid as I thought, hubby. And she's the one ramrodding, getting some more information from the task force.
Right.
And it's just, it's light at the end of the tunnel. I guess I better give you folks some phone numbers here. Jim, for the emergency preparedness stuff, give folks your contact information.
Two of them on the internet. Our new webpage is preparemyfamily.com. That's preparemyfamily.com. And there's a new library of information on there. You can download some free articles, and there's more that'll be going up as we're expanding and growing. My phone number, it's area code 435-462-3417. That's 435-462-3417, or preparemyfamily.com.
Great. Now, for the folks that are working with food and or the debt issues, same number, 800-409-5633. And when you call in and when you leave a message, you've been calling in so much that we probably aren't going to answer you straight up. Once in a while, we're able to, because we happen to be free of a line, but that's okay. Give us a call, 800-409-5633, and tell us food, debt, or both. And we'll be right back after this next break, guys.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Obviously, something serious is going on, politically, economically, geologically, and environmentally. And how you prepare for those changes will determine your well-being in the very near future. Now, whether you're preparing for your family, your business, or your country, the Survival Center has the knowledge and experience to assist you in those decisions. Survival Center is America's premier supplier of family preparedness, health, and survival supplies with over 33 years of continuous operation. Now, you can start preparing with just knowledge, and that's why the Survival Center is offering a book. It's called Basic Preparedness, and it's just $19.95 plus shipping and handling. And it'll teach you about the four basics of survival: food, water, medical, and shelter. And when you order that book, you'll also get a free Survival Center catalog. Contact us today so we can help you prepare for whatever comes your way. Call us toll-free at 1-800-321-2900 or online at www.survivalcenter.com.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
We at Republic Broadcasting Network recognize that not everyone is able to make a monetary donation to help us expand our network and spread the word. So we've come up with another way that everyone can help support RBN and the fight for freedom. It is estimated that most people have over $2,000 worth of stuff lying around their home or workplace collecting dust. Things like DVDs, CDs, watches, comic books, toys, and collectibles. For the cost of postage, these items can be put to good use. Simply donate them to RBN. How does it work? Send your items to RBN Auctions, 7898 Enon Road, Pavo, Georgia, 31778. You simply pay for the cost of postage to ship your items to us. We sell them on eBay and keep the proceeds. For more information on how and what to donate, go to ebay.rbnlive.com. Free your home and office of unwanted clutter. Send your items to RBN Auctions, 7898 Enon Road, Pavo, Georgia, 31778.
Welcome back, folks, to Fearless Radio. This is Steve Shank. I have Jim Phillips on board with me tonight. I guess we've named this program Christmas Sanity. I'm not sure why, but anything connected with the Jim and me that you call sanity is a definite improvement. Would you say, Jim?
That would be. Depends on what group I'm talking to. So.
There you go. I tell you, you know, one of the things that I've always troubled with is the issue of encouraging people to do something immediately, to act. One of the pitfalls of all of the programs that are out there where folks are pointing out the problems is that people just kind of take notes and they very simply get all stirred up and aggravated and upset over the problems that are out there, but they really don't oftentimes do anything. I talk to folks that have been listening to RBN and Fearless Radio since it started and that have been on the bandwagon of getting prepared for a long time, and they agree, but they don't get going and do a lot. Well, you know what's happened with this debt issue? Since we realized a couple weeks ago that there will come very shortly something called debt crime, and since the banks and the credit card companies have in their hip pocket the concept that people cannot get relieved of these non-collateralized debts through bankruptcy or any other way. The question that we always ask is kind of an interesting one. If you have a non-collateralized debt, one that they can't come and take something, previously the American public has thought, well, that's safe at least. They can't come and do anything about it. Now the whole thing has turned around 180 degrees, where the only safe debt that you have is one that's collateralized, because if you have a non-collateralized debt, one that they don't have an attachment to, then what becomes the collateral if you can't get rid of it through bankruptcy? What becomes the collateral for that debt? You do.
Yep, your body.
Your body.
Literally.
And there will be circumstances where some folks will have the quote-unquote opportunity to work off their indebtedness outside of incarceration. And I'm sure that with the plans that we've heard about, that there will be many folks who, as a result of what will be called debt crimes, will end up no longer living in their homes, but in a situation that most of us who cherish our freedom will not appreciate. Don't want to go into all of the negative aspects of how it occurred or why it occurred, what the insidious plan is behind it. But folks, if there was ever a reason to move and do it now, the area of getting a food supply in immediately before it's no longer possible, and the area of getting on deck and getting completely out of debt. Now, I've got to, one of the things that I've run into, Jim, over time, over the last 2 weeks, is there are a lot of organizations out there, folks, take notes on this one. There are a lot of organizations out there that encourage people to not pay their credit card payments and let it go to judgment, and then they'll come in and save the day by negotiating out of it. Do not fall for this. I'll guarantee you, just as sure as I'm looking ugly, that the fact is that these lending institutions will not. They have a record of those people who have negotiated out. And now that bankruptcy is not an issue, not a possibility, they're not just going to lay down and leave it alone. And realize that any of these programs that are challenging the system, going up against the courts, yeah, you know, you can be right, but you can also be dead right, which is kind of interesting. One of the things that we encourage people to do is look at it from the standpoint of the money was borrowed, the value was gotten from the money. Anyone that comes in and tries to encourage your more larcenous side to say, well, they're a bunch of bums and they're ripping you off for interest anyway, so they deserve to be cheated out of the money. No. Don't want to do that.
Sounds dishonest to me.
Yep.
The bottom line is pay off the debt, but just don't pay more of the interest or usury than you have to. Make that as small as you can. That's what the program is all about.
Yeah, and that's why it doesn't cost anything to submit your program. If they come back with a solution and you save a whole bunch of money and get your stuff paid off quicker. And the objective, guys, is you got to get out of those credit. You got to get those credit card debts paid off soon. If you're really, really tight, that's one of the things that you tell these folks. And sometimes they can work things out so you have to pay actually less per month and still pay it off three or four times faster than you would have if you'd have been dealing with all of the system that is intended to keep you in that bondage. And now I've come up with something really interesting, Jim. I don't know if you've had a chance to listen to the recording that we put up here from the task force.
I have.
Kind of interesting. Before I explain to people what it was, give me your impressions of how it came across.
Well, to me, it's very motivating to listen. Of course, I'm an insider. I'm familiar with these things. But as I listen to this whole concept and the direction that's being given and the feeling you get from it, it's very positive.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about to me, is doing something that's very positive and having an answer to something rather than just getting ground up on what the problem is.
Yeah, absolutely. Folks, what we're talking about is last week we put up a recording that you can call in on your telephone. Now, one of the things that you'll always hear from the Fearless Task Force is, yes, we are working with folks who are computer savvy, but there's a high percentage of our population that needs what we're all doing together here that is not. And we're not going to try and bludgeon you into having to work with computers. Every single thing that we do, whether it's the food supplies, the emergency programs that Jim is masterminding, whether it's the debt reduction and ultimately elimination program, it's all doable by people with telephones and that have the ability to write on a piece of paper. But write down this phone number, 800-605-5868. What this is, folks, is that it's a telephone, what we call a telephone tree. It's one of those things where you dial into that 800 number, and you'll have to listen to my droning voice tell you, you can choose information on the debt relief program or on the food supply program, and it'll tell you to push one for one and two for the other, and as it goes down through this tree, you'll be able to learn about how the program works and get just a feel for it and realize that this is not a mousetrap situation where we lead you along and get you right to the point where all of a sudden we spring on you the fact that you're going to have an opportunity to relieve yourself of a whole bunch of money. Everything that's done here is done with the intent through the Fearless Task Force of getting as many people prepared and having all of you who are prepared help us get other people prepared so that we can all stand together and be of one mind. But listen to that number again, 800-605-5868. Now, when you call into that, if you want to leave us a message, it'll give you instructions as to how to do it, and that message will be emailed to us right away, and we will respond to you just as quickly as we possibly can. Also, be patient. We're covering bases. I did some things this weekend that will enable us to respond more quickly and get paperwork to more people so that they can get their programs going. And again, remember, everything is no out-of-pocket cost. We're just trying to get as many people prepared as possible. On the food supplies, more of a better quality food for less money than anything else. And Jim has a program where you can get a CD a month, Jim, or a DVD?
Yeah, DVD a month and newsletter that people can get trained in. And that's what we're publishing, because it's more than just reading a couple of pages real quick. I want to give people some depth and some understanding.
Yeah, and what we're talking about here in the area of being prepared and being independent, realize the extent to which you're dependent, any one of us, the extent to which we are dependent on other people or organizations is the extent to which we've given them power over us, to the extent of that dependency. If we're dependent for food, we can't be dependent for food. If we're dependent for heat, electricity, water in our homes, we must take over control of that so that no one has power over us. The same way with our health care. We have to get into dealing with, start doing some research on your health issues. Give us a call if you're stumped by anything that you don't know how to handle. There are people that are part of this whole network that is developing around the task force that have had experiences even worse than what you're dealing with, that have mastered them and have won. And we'll pass that on to you. This is people working with people, Americans helping Americans. And it's just absolutely exciting. And this program that Jim has is, well, I guess maybe the whole point that we need to make here is that we're not talking about an event. You get your food supply and that's it. Or you get yourself out of debt and that's it. Or you get yourself healthy and that's it. Or you get your emergency supplies and that's it. What we're talking about is not an event or a series of events, but we're talking about a freedom, liberty way of life. And Jim's program, where you have the DVDs coming to you regularly, don't just put in the program, and the cost is absolutely pathetically minimal. On this one where they have the membership, Jim, explain that to me and to them.
It's $15 per issue. A new issue comes out every month. And that includes your shipping and handling and the DVD and the newsletter. And then we work with another organization on some of the specialized items where we do group co-op buys to keep the price down on things that people need. Not the common things. You can go downtown and buy them, but some of the more unusual, specialized, or expensive things that we help people with. And that's $15 a month.
That's
cheap, by the way.
it's
got a really skinny margin in it, and we know it, but I don't want the cost to be a barrier any more than it has to be. I mean, it's not free because there's a cost in producing these things, but we struggled with what's the right price, and that's what we came back to again and again, so we're just doing it at that cost to people so that they can afford to do it.
Well, essentially what Jim has done, folks, is he spent years and years of his life developing these concepts, putting the principles together, and you will not see those anyplace else in the universe. The man is absolutely ingenious in his capabilities of creating and understanding what it takes for people to be able to handle any kind of disasters, and he's made his life work of it. And he and I have had several conversations about the fact that he must charge more for what he's doing, and he just absolutely refuses. And now he's finally come up with a plan where he can keep on charging this sniveling little amount. And one of the things is, folks, don't be misled. A lot of times people evaluate what they're getting based on what they have to pay for it. The material that Jim Phillips puts out through his team is worth thousands of times more than what he's charging. And the intent here, as is the intent with the food supplies, is to get you folks more of a better quality of service or result than anything else you can do for less money than anything anyplace else you can go. And in most cases, you can't even go anyplace else. You can't go anyplace else on the debt program and find anything even close to what the task force is able to get you. You won't be able to go anyplace and find the stuff that Jim puts out. But get motivated. Listen to some of the previous programs. And I guess maybe what I'd like to do is I'd like to have, Jim, I'd like to have you mention a little bit about these DVDs that you've got coming out and the sequence of training that you've got on them, because they lead right into, and here again, you can do these programs, these preparedness things that Jim has contributed to the task force. At the same time you do your food supply, at the same time you turn in your debt reduction program, and oddly enough, the savings from your debt reduction program, and also if you get involved with us, can help fund the rest of your stuff. So don't start with one and wait till you get that done. We don't have time, truthfully. But Jim, go over the sequence of stuff that you've got in those DVDs and the thinking behind, if people will start with number one, two, three, four, go down the line, and actually practicing these things that you're teaching as they go?
Well, one of the things I've done in bringing these training modules to people is that they fall in the order of how I present some of the material things you have to do. The first one, which is the foundation set, we're talking about the true needs and priorities. We have to set the stage for this. And I do take a different approach to how we teach. It's not just about here's a list of stuff to go by and you'll be okay. It's understanding how and why things work and what the priorities are, because you need to understand that or you're going to wander off course. I've wandered off course a few times out here, and it causes pain. We've learned those things, and we're trying to teach people that so you don't have to suffer.
Well, that one issue of going out and getting a list, we need to address in this next segment. But, folks, we're going to take a little bit of a break now, and we'll be back on the other side of this break. See you then.
Hi, this is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water. In short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and, of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Welcome back, folks. This is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio. I've got Jim Phillips on tonight with me as I guess maybe you might call usual. We're talking a little bit about the DVDs and the program that Jim has put together for folks. One of the things that I would like to have you address, Jim, is I know that there are a lot of survival schools out there and folks who are extremely knowledgeable with regard to how to live off the land and live under extremely adverse circumstances. Is this what you're teaching people in your DVDs?
No, it's not. what he did. He developed these programs. He taught them at the university level, and basically how to, you know, go off into the desert or off into the hills wearing nothing more than a breechcloth and carrying a rock and come back clothed and healthy and strong. And I was thinking about doing that years ago when I was going into this as a profession, because that's kind of a cool thing to do. It's like, look what I can do, man, survivor man here, so to speak.
Yeah.
And but I wanted to teach people principles and concepts, and what I realized is most families and individuals cannot do that. They don't have the time. They don't have the – I don't mean to be unkind, but they don't have the will. And the reason they don't have the will is because it's like, why would you want to do that? This is a lot of pain. And so people are just not thinking about doing that. They don't want to do that. I want to help people become prepared with what they have around them.
And what they're willing and capable of doing. That's the key thing. In fact, folks, there's nothing with regard to the debt program that you could not do yourself, but it would take a life study to do it. And there might be some other things that you need to do. You could learn how to store your own food and be adequate and be independent. But it would take your life's work of becoming a professional and that knowledgeable about food. What we have to do is we have to help the average American do all they can, as much as they can, within the limits of their time, effort, and capability. So that's the reason that we aren't going with the extreme survival type material. Jim, go ahead and finish up where I interrupted you on what these programs are. We've got a short time, and then we'll pick up more of it on the other side of the hour.
Well, we have to do things that are practical for people is what it comes down to, and it's just not practical for most people to learn the extreme survival skills. And you know, if you had a part of the family that didn't want to cooperate with you, it's going to be tougher to do that than just put aside some supplies. You know, it's like, oh, we're going to go out and live with nothing for a week. It's like, excuse me, the heck we are. You're not going to get even less cooperation than you have now. So I had to look at it from a very practical standpoint. And in terms of what is reality for most people, we're going to move, whether it's a natural disaster or something else that occurs in our lives, we're going to move from a normal, comfortable lifestyle to where things are not as normal, but we're not naked out in the woods most of the time. The other thing I realized was that, look, if you die off in the first 2 weeks because you were unprepared, you don't have a chance to practice these extreme skills. If you live through the initial events, you've got time to learn some of the more extreme, and you're motivated to do it.
You got it. Well, folks, hang in there. We're going to have another hour of fun and excitement here. But remember one thing. If you'll repeat this concept after me every time you get a chance, here's the way it goes. If it is to be, it's up to me. But freedom is never, ever free.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.